Betty, Johnny, the Merryman schools are going now with 39 years, and you couldn't imagine a Merryman school anymore without the set dancing. But set dancing wasn't a part of the original school, and it wasn't a part of it for a long time. So just tell me, how did the set dancing come into it, and why did it come into it? And tell me, how did you get involved yourselves in it?
Well, I understand apparently about 1984, that was very bad winter, or very bad summer, and the weather was very bad, and it was a lack of social entertainment, shall we say, between the lectures, and nothing to do, and people couldn't, you know, they'd see dancing here in Clare, which is the home of set dancing, really, but the participants in the school didn't know how to set dance or how to get involved in it. And the similar thing at the club at night, they wanted to dance to the Irish music, but they couldn't. So apparently, Ciarán MacMahona and Dermot Brannock approached the late Conny Ryan, who came, 22 years ago now. So that was when the set dancing came initially, and it was apparently a fantastic success. And took off right away, the word go. I was dancing with Connie in Dublin, and I was teaching Dublin with him. So the crowds were so big that he needed a woman. You know, it does help if you have a woman to dance with you. Yeah. So I was taken on board the following year. That's 21 years ago. So it went from strength to strength, really, after that, you know. Johnny came along when Connie died. Connie died in 1997.
Well, in a sense, I suppose I had kind of connections with the Merryman to a certain extent before this. My father-in-law was one of the initial founders of it anyway, like, you know, so, and I used to know, I knew an awful lot of the people who used to come here, so, I mean, I wasn't, I suppose, jumping in as a kind of a stranger and that, like, you know, I knew a lot of people kind of socially in Dublin and things like that, and... it wasn't, as I say, and I had been down here while Connie was alive, like, you know, at the school and things, and at the dancing and things like that, and it wasn't really, I suppose, till Connie died, like, you know, and I suppose I thought there might have been a bit of a connection being down that Tipperary kind of background and stuff like this, and I suppose familiarity with a lot of the people there, the people wouldn't have thought it too strange.
And then Johnny danced at a lot of functions that we were involved in Dublin, and also set dance,
so the
connection was there, you know, so... Yeah. As they say, we went on from there.
Yeah, yeah. But you were just saying about the initial thing. I suppose I'd imagine probably two people like Ciarán felt that, you know, that it would be wrong to ignore set dancing as it's so much part of the culture, kind of social life of Clare. Like, you know, and if you're having something about Merryman and you're dealing with all other aspects of it, like, you know, why not the set dancing? Like, you know, which is a very terribly, terribly important part, like, I think, in the social life of Clare. It really has, like, you know, yeah.
And tell me, through the country as a whole, has set dancing become stronger?
Well, I'd say it has changed. It did sort of peak probably maybe 10 years ago, and it levelled off. But there's a huge amount of set dancing around the country, you know. The thing that probably changed is people don't actually go and learn them like they did. They don't actually go to classes to learn them. They read them out of books, which doesn't really work.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't work in dancing. You really have to see it or go to the area where the dance came from, you know. That's a very important thing, isn't it?
Well, that's one good thing about this school, like, you know, that the dancing is based in the kind of the heartland of the dancing itself. Like, you know, you're not introducing any kind of artificial medium into it or anything like that, like, you know, so that's really the strength of actually having dancing in a place like this, like, and connected with the school itself, like, you know. But I suppose you're just talking about the influences and that. I think it's like the way the kind of the old tunes we say went from here to America, back to Ireland again, and back into the repertoire. Therefore, it's like, you know, the impetus kind of in place of revival, I suppose, stemmed from Dublin and stemmed from, like, you know,
And
then this came back down to give people the encouragement down here, you know, local dancers and things
when we talk about 20 years ago, it was happening not only here, but it happened around the country.
That's right.
And whereas I suppose in the Irish, you know, we had this whole show band thing, and people weren't dancing their sets in public, if you like, as much as they did, you know, because they thought, well, that's kind of old hat, you know.
Yes.
But then when they saw it And, you know, there was television programmes, there was radio programmes done about it, that it all kind of revived again, and people, you know...
I suppose the wrong thing to say, but it's like as if it gave a kind of respectability. I don't like using the word on it, like as if we should be to be ashamed of Ireland, why it needed respectability. Mm. But I think I wanted more, I think, to give people confidence, even to come out, you know, and dance their own sets in their own areas, like, you know, that kind of, and be actually proud of them, like, you know. So for one thing, I think the revival is great.
It's
for
true,
that, like,
yeah,
know,
and you see, even now, well, we did a lot of collecting the sets, you know. We travelled around and to the areas like where the sets were and met the local people who probably at that time hadn't danced them for maybe 20 years, and they would give you their time, and you'd sit down. I mean, Johnny was at some of those with us, where we'd sit down. And it was, there was no, we weren't videoing them, and we weren't recording them. It was all handwritten, and you'd have to think and work around it, and how to, because a lot of the people that we got the sets from were in their 80s at the time, you know. So you had to kind of figure out how did they get from A to B, because they couldn't remember. They knew they moved across the floor, and you'd sit down and work it and then come back. And we came back to Dublin and we'd get together and we'd reform them and then go back down the country and dance them again. And the whole thing really did explode from there, didn't it? So it's nice, though. It's lovely to see it still alive. And I mean, and even the Merryman, like coming to the Merryman, and you know, you can see people who maybe only dance once a year, but it's lovely to see that they do get involved. And in the club at night, they come in and they can dance if it's the Caledonian set. They say, oh, I remember it from last year, and we get in and we try it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's good, isn't it?
It is, it's great.
You get a great buzz out for yourselves, I suppose, you know.
I think the nice thing about the Merryman, that the emphasis isn't on particularly on the set dancing that kind of way, because, I mean, I would say you attract the wrong type, like, you know, but I mean, some people can be very, very intense about it, like, and just fail to see where kind of set dancing fits in, like, in the normal kind of socialising, you know, that's pretty much part of Merryman. So I think that's the great strength of it, like, you know, in the school like this, you know.